Alexa, what is the baddest podcast in the land?
Here's Pulling Back the Curtain podcast registered from Amazon Music. Playing the latest episode.
On today's show, we pull back the curtain on ways to protect your energy and much, much more. DJ, we are back in the building. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good. A lot has happened since we've last been here, though. Because I know on the last pod we mentioned my unk and everything that's happened. Yep. But in the wild case of, you know, blessings do come in disguises, I guess, you know, because even though, yes, it was unfortunate, he left me a little money in the will. So I actually don't gotta go work and deal with them kids no more. So my last day was the other day, Thursday the 21st. But yeah, so I've actually gotten a little more free time, got finals coming up, you know, just been focusing on myself and, you know, trying to have a little bit of extra life, as you always joke I need to have, because I'd be inside too much and working too hard.
I know people, they've been killing you about that. It's like, man, tell GJ to go outside and get some fresh air. I was like, he go get some fresh air. He don't just be sitting in the house like he be trying to portray. I'm like, he go outside every once in a while.
Yeah,
y'all give him a break.
I'll be honest, I popped out last night. My pops and my brother came down. We went to that Celtics Wizards game for the NBA Cup. So
see, there you go.
We did.
Look at God. See,
like, right. Look at God. No, sir. Because that's really what it's like, though. It really was. Because I'll be honest, they can give me some flack, though. Because I really do be working a little hard, and I can admit my own faults. But it was really good to get out yesterday, you know, not have anything else to really do right before finals, hang out with the fam, went to the African American Museum.
That is a must.
People... My brother hasn't been yet, so we was like, you're coming down. We got to go. I was like, let's go do it.
Y'all must have bought them tickets in advance, because like anytime I'm like planning to go to town, I always like I'm like, let me do this in advance, because I know this thing gonna be sold out. But it's a must see. Like, honestly, bro, anybody that hasn't gone, you have to go.
I don't care.
I don't care what your background is. It is amazing.
It is. It is so amazing. This is my third time. So, you know, for me, like, it's really just going back and just almost like refreshing up on some of the things that, like, you forget as time goes on, of course, you know, but like just going through that and seeing all that stuff and how much you'll learn and see. It's a must. It's something I advise everybody to do at some point.
Yeah, like I always say, you know, when people, they hear the title of African American Museum and this and that, and they think, oh, this, no, listen, as me and Jules, my old co-host, used to always say, man, our history is U.S. history. And if you're a historian, then it all matters. I don't care what they're trying to do to our history and our culture, but we are still a part of the fabric of this country, no matter what they're trying to do to erase that. And I just encourage people to go out there and just experience things, even if you're not from the culture. Shit, there's so many things that DJ and I, growing up, we learned so much about European history and all these things. And guess what? It's a part of history.
It is.
So don't treat our history any different. So, man, what you got going on for the holidays, man? I know you over here talking about finals. I don't care about no finals, man. What we doing for Thanksgiving, bro?
Hey, honestly, I am usually the quote-unquote muscle of Thanksgiving Day prep. I'm with, you know, mom and grandma while they're cooking. I'm the one who has to go grab the turkey from downstairs from the fridge or whatever. So I'm going to be doing that and chasing my 3-year-old nephew on Wednesday. You know, Thursday, as I say, food, family, football, and faith. You know, he's going to get all the 4 Fs. And then that's pretty much about, that's my Thanksgiving plans. I already know my signature plate. I tell y'all this. What you have on your first plate, DJ? I got ham, collard greens, mac and cheese. That's it. That's the first plate. That's the first go around. That's what I get every time, without fail.
And a man of consistency. I appreciate you.
Like pregame routine every time. That's the first plate. From there, whatever they decide to add and take off the menu, we'll go try some things. But the first plate got to be the same every time.
I got to ask about that mac and cheese. Now, is mom doing that mac and cheese the right way? Because I'm assuming mom's making the mac and cheese, right?
Yes.
It's baked?
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I was just having a conversation with somebody a week ago, and they was talking to me about some mac and cheese in a crock pot. I'm sorry to put you on blast. No. Thank you.
No.
I hope when you hear this, you understand the error of your ways with your mac and cheese. And I also told this person, you're not getting invited to the cookout making mac and cheese in a crock pot.
Oh, he said, oh, dang, not them getting Cookout invitations revoked. That's the worst. That's the worst insult I think you can ever tell somebody sometimes, in my
No,
opinion.
not revoked, never offered.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Like,
That's even
I'm
worse.
looking at the invitation right here, and I'm just gonna throw it in the garbage.
You're like, nope.
Nah, son. Nah, son. Nah,
So wait,
nah.
what's on your plate though? What are we eating, Prez? I gotta know.
Man, so this is the thing, bro. I'm working Thanksgiving, man. I got a game to cover, so I'm gonna be down in Kansas City. So we got a game at 3 o'clock. So this is my plan. One of my good friends, he lives down in KC, so he's inviting me to his family's. By the time I get done with the game, they're gonna be on dinner too, right? So I'm pulling up. So he told me that they have a ham, mac and cheese, greens, cornbread, stuffing. And I'm sitting over here like, y'all call it stuffing? Because I was like, because when my mom and my grandma and them used to be in there cooking, it was dressing. I was like, I don't know about all this stuffing. But anyway, he was like, stuffing. We're having stuffing. I'm like, all right. I said, like, I hope we're not having no pumpkin pie. Because I'm like, I might not come over there. And he was like, no, nah, man. He said, my grandma doing a German chocolate cake. And he was like, and then my mom's doing sweet potato pie. I'm like, I'm there. I am so there. So
Sweet potato
that's.
pie.
Yeah,
Yep.
so that's, but I'm gonna miss my mom's mac and cheese, man. I'm so sad that I'm gonna be away from home because I know she about to, boy, I know she about to hurt herself in that mac and cheese. I'm already smelling
Yep.
the vibes right now.
You already know. Honestly, that's the worst part for me with the Thanksgiving prep is having to sit around all the food, but knowing I can't even touch it. That hurts a little bit. I can't lie. When you're sitting there, you just smell it, and I'm just watching like, tomorrow on Wednesday. That is like the funnest day for me, and I guess funnest ain't a word, but like that's the best and worst day. Not even gonna lie to you, because I'm watching my 3-year-old nephew. I'm with my family, especially the last 2 years. It's been a lot of fun and being in college, being able to come back and be there at the same time. It's like being teased
Oh
as
yeah.
you watch stuff get pulled out and put in, and I'm just like, huh.
Now, DJ, are we still talking about food or are we talking about something else? Because I'm over here getting
You know
distracted.
what? You know what? That's wild. That is wild.
I've been
Yo,
trying to
come,
tell you.
yo, come
Because
on,
you
man.
was talking about the 4 Fs earlier. And I'm sitting over here like, all right, DJ, I'm going to let that one slide, but you just keep going. I'm like,
Yeah,
all
no, I walked in.
right,
You know what? I did walk right into that one. That's why I was
now.
like, oh, come on, man. Because I was like, I walked into that one.
And
I
all
got
these,
caught.
they was like, no, nah, we know Prez ain't gonna let that shit slide. No,
Nope.
sir. No, sir.
Nope. Yeah.
But no, but all seriousness. So to piggyback off what you were talking about as far as just like coming home from school, you made me smile, man, because I was thinking about those moments for me when I was coming home from college, right? Because, man, when you, I don't know how it is now, but when I was in college, bro, man, that food, man, was just, it wasn't good. And I was in the dorm. Now you got your own crib, so you can kind of cook and you can do what you need to do for you. But I didn't have all that, man. So I would come home, bro, and I'm talking about, man, it would just be so awesome coming in that house and it's the smells, right? Like you were talking about. And it does tease you, right? Because you know you can't have nothing. They ain't gonna give you no snack. It's just you sitting there starving, smelling all this damn food, right? And that's why you eat so much, because then by the time dinner is served around 3 or 4 o'clock, you ain't had nothing to eat all damn day.
Yep, because you always gotta skip breakfast. I'm very glad you said that.
Yeah,
You always gotta
you
skip
always gotta
breakfast.
skip breakfast. No, ain't none of that breakfast. Now there was one time somebody that I knew, they invited me over to like their family's tradition, right? And I go over there and the mom, she cooked breakfast in the morning before the meal. Like the meal that they was already doing that too, but they cooked breakfast. That was different for me. And I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, y'all eating breakfast?
It's like what? Nah, that's so real. Well, also we're a little different though, because what we do, because like in my family we a tight unit, and there's a good like 14, 15 of us. But my grandmother always started inviting people from church, and you don't know who gonna, and all the extended family show up. Like we have the family unit, like the nuclear family, and there's like a good 14 of us, you know, going up to siblings and aunts, uncles, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like my grandma's cousin's sister's turtle shows up one time. So you know. I'm gonna be honest, like I don't mind the guests, but at the same time, it's just like who are all these people? Like, so that also happens. So what we do is they cook so much that they actually start cooking stuff ahead of time on like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then just re the mac and cheese. My mom will do like, cause she's making like, you know, 3, 4 pans of it, cause all of us love mac and cheese, and you know, and you see how big my dad is, you know, not even negotiate at Pops, but like, yo, like my dad's 6'1", like 250. Like, you know, he put away some mac and cheese now. Like a one pan in our house between me, my brother, and my dad goes in about a good hour or two. So That's just, I'm
Wow.
just saying, like, you know, a good sized pan. I shouldn't say hour or two, but like for the most part, we're putting a
No,
dent in that.
you probably was right, because y'all probably be having mounds of that shit.
Yeah. So like, and that's just the
Yeah,
three of us. We're not even talking anybody else. So like, my mom got to make a good, like, I think she said this time she bought like, I think she said like 7 pounds or something crazy. Like, so it was like, and for the most part, that Thursday morning, it really is just getting done whatever, like the last couple of things need to get done. And we're eating by 1, 2 o'clock. Also, you know, we got to be early because all the old folk want to be out and be back home
oh
by
yeah.
before it get
Yeah.
dark. And you know,
Yep.
we in Massachusetts, so it get dark by 4:30. So we try and get everybody home and in home and done before it get dark outside. Man, it get cold too.
Yeah, no, I trust me, I get it, I get it. You know, it's funny, man, just thinking about all the stuff you were talking about with the good food and the good time with the family, and that's the thing that I'm thankful for. You know, it's just having that sense of like community, and I'm thankful to my friend Mike that's, you know, invited me over to his family's gathering, right? I thought that was like really, really cool. Like when he found out, he's like, "Wait, man, you gonna be in town?" He's like, "Well, shit, man, you need to get a good meal, man." He said, "Mom said you definitely invited to come through." And I'm like, "Man, dude, I was gonna sit over here and make a lonely ass meal of one on the road." And he was like, "Nah, bro, you ain't doing that shit." So, man, I appreciate that. And like again, I will say this though, Mike, because you know I'm a shit talker. Just please don't have no damn pumpkin pie up in that bitch, please.
Thank you so much. I cannot stand pumpkin pie. I'm so glad you say that. Sweet potato only, people. I don't care.
And
Sweet
guess
potato
what?
only.
It's so fucked up that these people gotta put whipped cream on the shit to eat it. Like, I'm sorry, you ain't gotta put nothing on the sweet potato pie. Just
Nope.
listen, all you need, plate, fork, eat it, done.
Yep.
Now, if you're greedy,
You
you
put
might
some
want to
ice
have like
cream.
a scoop of ice cream. That's right.
Yes. If you want to get greedy, some ice cream. But you don't even need it.
You don't even need it.
It's just getting greedy at that
That's just
point.
getting greedy. See, DJ, he
Yes.
understands the
Yes.
vibes. Come on, y'all.
Yep.
America, do better.
We're gonna say this now. Whenever you end up in Mass on a Thanksgiving covering the game, you invite it. We're just gonna say that now because at least you're on the same page. We good. We all on the same page here.
Oh man, you know what? I was even thinking about that. I was like, shoot, mom, you have to make another pan of mac and cheese because not just for while I'm there, but you know how brothers are. I might have to take a little bit to go. I'm just trying
Yep.
to tell you.
That's the funniest part is with me and my mom on Thursday morning, we got to go to Walmart and buy the to-go plates for everybody to take something with them because we know everybody gonna do it. Also, my grandmother's not wanting that food in her house anyway. She's like, take it all. I
Get
don't
it
want
out of
it.
here.
Yep, she's
Yeah,
like, get
get
it
out
out
of
of
here.
here. I'll
Yep.
have a little bit to, and that's the best part too. She'll be like, I want to save some. And then come Friday, Saturday, she's calling us anyway, like, come get the rest of this. And we're happily skipping over to get the rest of it. So yep. But yeah. That sweet potato pie, that's a dessert. That's the dessert of all desserts to me.
Nah, man. Listen, bro. I'm so excited for the holidays. And like I said, man, the holidays hit a little different for me, man, because my grandmother's not here and my family. It's a little disconnected, I would say, right now. So, but I still appreciate when I hear like your story. And I have a lot of people that are talking about their gatherings. I'm hearing people talk about the runs that they're making back and forth to the store. And you talk about going up and down the stairs, getting things. That's the stuff that I remember for the holidays. And that's the stuff that puts a smile on my face. I do miss that shit about like my extended family all kind of coming together. But at the end of the day, man. I try to make the most of the holidays, right? Because my thing is this, man. I never want to be the person that, oh man, I wish this and I wish that. Because we could all change our circumstances, right? That's me is included in that. And there's things I could do to have that type of experience if I truly wanted to have that experience again. So, you know, I look at things and I say, you know what? It's all about being intentional. It's all about if I feel that our family needs to come together, then I need to step up maybe and speak up and speak out. So those are some things that I've been challenging myself with lately because I'm like, I see so many of these videos on Instagram, man, where they show these like mashups from the 90s and they show people, families all coming together. And they play like the sentimental, like little Janet Jackson mix. And I'm like, all right, it's too early in the morning. I'm over here crying and shit, thinking about life when I was a kid. I'm like, I don't have to be thinking about being all, what's the word? I don't have to be reminiscing because I'm still alive. You know, and I think the thing is, though, is that I think a lot of times, not just me, but there's a lot of people out here, they reminisce DJ about the old times. They don't realize that you can definitely bring that stuff back. And I'm putting myself, I'm holding myself accountable. You know, like it's life is what we make it. So, you know, that's something I'm gonna be challenging myself going forward is just if I want those memories and I want those good times back, I gotta bring them back. But I love hearing DJ that you and your family, y'all gonna make the most of your time. And bruh, I hope y'all enjoy it. And man, next time I'm in that area, I'm
Not
pulling
right.
up.
Right.
Pull it
No, I
up.
appreciate
Let
that though, cause
my moms know. Pull it up.
but yeah, no, I'm gonna tell them next time you in town, guys. I've cordially invited Prez ahead of time to stop by, so just everybody know. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that right when we get off.
I bet your dad would be happy to hear that.
Oh yeah. But
I
yeah,
bet.
every time we do this, they're always like, "How's Prez?" And I'm like, "He good." And we every time they do it. That's just my parents. Like, I love my parents because they are very involved and they are like, "How's all my friends?" They ask about everybody. They invited one of my friends last year because he's from California, so he couldn't get home. They were like, "He can come right on up." So he was there last year. So
I love that. And again, though, when one of the things that I was talking to you about this offline, and we're gonna get into the show, but I appreciate the fact that your parents are truly invested not only in just in you as a person, but the things that matter to you, your passions. And I feel like so many parents, they don't always do that. Sometimes parents, they try to live through their kids. Sometimes they want their kids to do things that is not what the kid wants to do. And I do appreciate that their parents give you the latitude to be you, right? And I love that. And I love when we had these conversations and you tell me about things with your dad and how he invests in you, how he takes time out of his life to sacrifice and do things for you. Like, a lot of parents ain't out here doing that shit, bro.
Yeah, because as we know, and Prez witnessed it, my dad will drive me anywhere and everywhere I need to be.
Bruh. Don't think twice about it either.
And not think twice.
Nah, you're a real one. You're a real one. Speaking of real ones, K Dot, Kendrick, he dropped. And he's so diabolical, bro. He dropped his album, man, on JFK's assassination today. I was
Is
like, bruh.
crazy. That was so wicked. I was just like, that was one of those things I found online when seeing that on like an article, and I was like, I didn't even catch that. But that's different.
But that's who he is, bro. He's diabolical. I mean, we don't even have to get into all this stuff with him and Drake. We already know about that. And DJ, I got some smoke for you because I know you're a Drake fan. But bro, the Drake fans, man, they have just been so sensitive. Not you, but it's been so much sensitivity, man, where this man can't even drop an album, which I thought was really, really good. And they over here telling me that, oh man, the only reason why he's relevant, man, is because he like dissed Drake. And the only reason why he's relevant is because he's got his little 15 minutes of fame. And I'm like, bro, like, why are we disrespecting guys, man? Like, just because your guy lost, you don't have to disrespect folks. And my thing is this. If you think that Kendrick Lamar's career is reduced only to a couple diss tracks, then you ain't about the culture and you don't know shit about hip hop.
Not at all. Not at all. 'Cause I'll say, like, honestly, for me, I'm a Drake guy only because like that's more of the music I came up with. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, I really didn't find him till the Black Panther soundtrack, and then We Gonna Be Alright. So like I didn't really find him till then. So that's kind of why I'm like, oh, I knew Drake longer. I knew more of his songs. Also, I'm a little Wayne guy, and I know we're gonna get into that in a second. Cause I was really just like, huh. But part of me being a little Wayne guy too, and like I think Drake kind of gets attached to Lil Wayne because they used to make songs together, but I'm a little Wayne guy for one song from the first Carter. Go DJ, because that was the song of my childhood. When I tell
That
you,
should be your anthem for the rest of your
it
life.
literally, when I, but that's what it was. It literally was like the theme song of my, it was a theme song of my childhood. Like when we used to go play and like travel ball and stuff. And I remember one time we played a team and it was like, and then we had two third graders and I was in second grade and we beat them. But I remember like me as a second grader getting a bucket on a fifth grader and you have the whole entire section of all like the teenagers going, go DJ, because that's my DJ. Like as a kid, you know how that made me feel? I thought I was on top of the world. But that song is really what makes me a Wayne fan, is because he basically, not even realizing it, and it's also in 2004, which is the year I was born. It's almost like it was perfect. Like he did not even notice and gave the perfect kid a theme song for his life. And I'm like, so I always rock a Wayne. So for that first song on the album, I was just like, all right, man, like, you know. I ain't
But
that attached to Drake, so whatever. But I was like, all right, like.
I feel like he was paying homage to Wayne, though. I think a lot of people took the verse the wrong way. I thought he was kind of like admiring Wayne, but also kind of like bringing up the elephant in the room that, hey, you know, I mean, think about the verse. He used to bump the Carter Three. We all did. So,
Not right.
I thought that was like really dope. Talk about he held his rollie chain. I thought he was paying homage. But then also, true to Kendrick's style, he's gonna keep it real with you and say that when the Super Bowl night came, nobody really was like big up on him. Because you know there was a lot of dissension in the hip hop community because everybody felt because the Super Bowl is gonna be in New Orleans, that it should have been Wayne. But my question to you, DJ, is where was that smoke 10 years ago when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans?
That's a good point. I'll be honest, didn't think about that. Good point, because that's you're right. It was in New Orleans, because that's when the Ravens played the Niners. And
That's right.
why wasn't he there? See, I didn't think about that. So the whole them picking K Dot over Wayne really never bothered me. I really was just like, I understood Lil Wayne's frustration in his mind, because it's like, oh, you know, it's in my hometown. I want to be able to represent. So I get his frustration. But I think it was a little more, I feel like even though like it was not directly at Kendrick, it was more like I'm kind of mad it wasn't me. Like no matter who they picked, that same being mad was gonna happen. That's why, like when he said like the it felt like a little bit almost like, even though he addressed the elephant in the room, it felt a little bit almost like I said, like a subtle diss, because it was like, we weren't really mad at you for being picked. We all kind of were just like, it should have been Wayne. Because I just assumed it was going to be Lil Wayne until they said it was Kendrick. And I was like, okay, well, I'm like, he's on one this year. So like that there's no discount that he's having a great year. Why would you not pick him? Like, makes sense, kind of thing. But I didn't take it as, and I can see what you're saying. Like, I don't, I, like, that wasn't much of a diss. But I just feel like it's just because in song format, and also given the summer we had,
That's
anything,
true.
anytime he references anybody now, it's just like, hey, don't come after me, man. Like, what did I do? Like,
And that's kind of
honestly.
like that was Lil Wayne's injury. Like, what the fuck did I do?
No, literally. And I was like, honestly, I'm with Wayne on this one. I don't think his frustration really wasn't with you being picked. It was more, I just wanted to be me, was the thing. So I was just like, dag, like you not throw the shot at the man, but I guess you can, when you think about it, like you can break it down and be like, it wasn't really a shot, but like,
No, he just mentioned him. But like you said, now you can't mention nobody on a damn verse anymore because everybody said,
no.
hey, well, you said his name.
Well, also too, of all people to mention names, like you said, it wasn't like some other like up and coming rapper like with a real like reference. It's like, nah, you really just came off like the craziest rap beef of the summer. I'd argue the last couple of years,
That's
and
all
you.
good nerd to
Yeah,
say,
like,
yeah.
you know, like, so whenever you're like this person's name in your mouth, I'm nervous because, like, whoa, hold on now. I ain't do nothing to you. Like, you
Well, and
know.
I appreciate Wayne because he's like, look, man, I'm over here chilling. And Wayne was like, hey, I'm a sleeping giant. And he was like, be careful. And I like that because we all know Wayne is a beast. Now, I will say this, and this is no disrespect to Wayne. But bro, I saw that last video you did, bro. You were not coherent.
No.
You think that they won't put you
No.
out there in front of all them fans on the Super Bowl?
I can't get mad at that one either. I can't get mad at that part either. Cause I'm like, like, but see, to me, I was picturing it with like the, okay, you know, he's out there doing all his old hits or whatever. Cause it's a performance. And no disrespect, but they're not singing their full songs half the time
No,
anyway.
they're
So I was
not.
like,
No, they're not.
we're just gonna play some of your greatest hits. In my brain, I was like, in the New Orleans feel, you bring out Flage, cause they did the song that came out of Beast. So I was like, yeah, she's at LSU. I think it's perfect. Like that's where my brain went for like perfect feature. Let's New Orleans it up. Like I was for it. So that's kind of what I thought was gonna happen.
I mean, yeah, you could have had the whole Cash Money reunion. Yeah, you could have. But guess what? That's not the reality. And you know
Yeah.
what? Jay-Z's the one that's behind all this. And you know, if you look at behind the curtain a little bit, you know that Jay-Z and Wayne, they got history. Even though Jay-Z helped Wayne with his little tax situation. You remember Jay-Z's verse about Lil Wayne? What
Yeah.
did he tell that man? You got baby money. Told him that man don't even make what his wife he made.
Well, I mean, at the same time, your wife's Beyonce. I don't think that's a fair insult to anybody. I don't think anybody make Beyonce money.
But I think that's the flex, though. His wife is
Hey,
fiancé.
look.
Jay-Z's life is all flex.
It's Beyonce. Because let's be honest, it's like, no disrespect to Jay, but like, she's the most famous one in that relationship, and he knows it.
I think that might be a debate on this. What do you think about DJ? Was that DJ's first cap on this show?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Verify.
I think Beyonce more famous than Jay-Z. I know the Beehive is going to be in the comments and have my back. This is going to be exciting. But because they something fierce. I learned that the hard way
Oh
during
yeah, they
Kirk
come out there, but
support.
I ain't
Oh,
scared. I ain't
goodness.
listen, I ain't scared of none of y'all. Come up, call for me.
I know the Hive got my back on this one because they don't play.
I just think that together Those two are just like such a force, not
Oh,
just in
definitely.
hip hop, but just culture, but just their life, right? When I see that, that's just like the epitome of black excellence, right? So, you know, I still want to get you guys' thoughts on who's more famous in your opinion. But I'm just gonna tell you this. Jay-Z is the one that's behind this decision. He's in control of all this stuff. He chose Kendrick, and I think it was a smart decision. Like you said, Kendrick had a fucking hot summer that he is now collaborating to a surprise album, a Super Bowl collab, and he still got people talking about him. And he made Drake cut his hair. It's been so much shit that's been going on.
Lucky he slid that one in there in the back. He
You know how
snuck
we
it in
do.
there.
Yeah. He got rid of them damn pigtails. I was like, all right, bro.
I tell you this, that beef was so hard. Drake was out there being mad at DeMar DeRozan. Did you see that? Because I laughed
I
about
saw
that one.
that. Fake mad. Fake mad. I'm like, you gonna sit up here and try to pull up on Debo? Come on, man. And then when Debo looked over at you, then you look away. That's that light skin shit. I'm sorry. I hate to be that colorist, but that's what they be on, bro. Soft. You sit over here
Funny.
mean mugging this dude at his job, and then when he glanced over at you, then you look over like, oh, I wasn't looking at you. My bad. Oh, come on, man.
That was wild.
And you saw DeMar DeRozan had the best response because Drake was like, oh, if they ever put his banner up there, I'm gonna go up there and rip it down. And DeMar was just like, psh, you ain't tall enough, you ain't big enough. And I was sitting up here like, oh, that's fair.
I mean, at the same time, DeRozan knows he's got to go up there and get his jersey retired, in my opinion. I mean, after
It's
Vince
going
Carter,
up. It's going up.
after Vince Carter, he's like, I'd argue the second greatest Raptor. I mean, I know you can make cases for Kawhi and Chris Bosh, but to me, he's number two. So I was like, he knows he's going up there, so he's not entertaining that.
I say Kawhi's probably gonna go up before DeMar, but DeMar's going up there.
Yeah.
Dude, Kawhi in that 1 year, bro,
But
that
that's the
shit.
craziest part, though, is because, yo, literally was talking with my brother about this. I was like, what do we rank Kawhi's 1 year against DeRozan? Because that's really what it is. It's literally 1 year, but he did so many things that no one else could bring to Toronto. So you kind of like you really gotta. But in a sense, though, at one point he's going up there, so that's why he's like, I'm not concerned with you because I know I gotta go up there.
He's gonna go up there, and I think that at that point, most people realize that shot sent Embiid to his veil of tears.
It sure did. It sure did. That's when the process was officially ruined back then.
Yeah,
It's
seriously.
nothing better now, but it was gone right in that shot.
No, right in that shot. Back to the Kendrick album, real quick, man. I do want to give him a salute because I haven't enjoyed how people have been playing in black women's faces. I know I was making my little joke there about Jay-Z and Beyoncé, but in all seriousness, there's been some comedians out here, right? Gary Owen and Andrew Schultz. For some reason, some of our brothers out here, we give these guys licenses to play with our black women. And Andrew Schultz has been a guy that I've struggled with for a bit, DJ, because I'm kind of like, I get that it's comedy and I get that it's jokes, but bro, nobody ever gave you the invite to the cookout, bro. Like, you over here with Charlamagne. Charlamagne don't even count. He's a joke. He's a coon. That ain't the true invite. Real ones don't even fucking rock with you. So you need to watch your mouth. And when Kendrick on that fucking track, he basically took aim. And I respected that shit so much, DJ.
Yes, I respected that. That was the shot he took, and I was like, I'm with you. Because, like, Gary Owen, I'll be honest, there's times where he's made jokes that has made me laugh, I will admit, and
Yeah,
I'm not
he's funny. He's
I'm
funny.
not pretending I didn't watch his comedy.
Yeah.
Schultz, like you said, Schultz, it's very, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about him. And like you said, at least Gary Owen married a black woman. I mean, like, granted, I still don't think you have the right to be running your mouth like that, but it's like, all right, like, you got some, I feel like you got at least a little skin in the game, you can say.
He had the invite to the cookout for a minute, but that shit's
Yes,
gotten
like, that's what I'm
taken
saying. Like,
away. Yeah.
you had credentials for a second there,
He
so
did. Yeah, he
I can,
did.
I'm like, with you, I'm not as, but like, yeah, with Schultz, you nail on the head. Like, who gave you the right?
And I love the kid was like, nah, bro, we ain't going. We ain't going. Said, don't play with us. And there's been a lot of people, there's been a lot of debate because my little group chat that I got going over here, man, they were like, man, Prez, the world got soft. Comedians can't even be comedians. I was like, first of all, comedians can't be funny anymore that they got to sit up here and generalize a whole gender and especially a gender of black women. I'm like, listen, Jokes are jokes. I get that. Comedians been doing this thing since the beginning of time. But we also are in different times. And we all know what took place this month. And it's a certain climate that's out here in this world right now. And again, this shit is like DJ shit is deeper than rap. So I'm not gonna sit over here and give somebody a convenient excuse and out to just be able to hide behind, oh, it's just jokes, it's just comedy. Well, guess what, man? Some of this shit ain't jokes. Some of this shit is real life shit, and y'all playing too much out here.
I also don't like that when they always make it seem like you can't be funny without having to attack somebody. That gets me irritated because I'm like, as someone who likes to have fun and tell jokes, you can have fun and you can tell a lot of good jokes and not have to attack folk.
That's fair. Now, I would play devil's advocate for that. I do like to have wholehearted fun, but if you come for me, it's gonna come back savage.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
And so, I can then say, like, well, I was just joking. I was just playing. Because you know how people be doing that, DJ. I was just playing. No, you weren't. You meant that shit.
I'll be honest, sometimes I do sneak an I'm playing card in there.
Oh, I know you do. And you probably smile when you say it too. I'm like, yeah, you lying, motherfucker.
I realized I could tell that didn't go do. I just wanted to laugh. I could tell that I actually hit a nerve. My bad, my bad. I'm just playing. Like, that's when I use it. I'm like, I'm not trying to get no fight over a joke. It's not that serious.
Me and a buddy, we went to Planet Fitness. This was like maybe a week and a half ago, and he made a joke. He was like, "Oh man, you must ain't been here in a minute, cause like I forgot that they do the pizza and shit every once in a while up in there." And I was like, oh, "Okay," I'm thinking in my head like, wow, this motherfucker, he trying to get one in on me, huh? So then I look over there, he goes by the pizza. So I say, that pizza ain't for Debbie Dez. And he just got pissed off. And I was like, oh, I was just playing.
Oh yeah, you went straight for the jugular. That was some John Wick right there. That was crazy. You went for the kill. It's less surprised about the fact that you clapped back and more the surprise of what you said. That's really where I'm.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't play. You know what I'm saying? Like people, that's why I DJ. I sit and I just be chilling. You see me, man. I mind my business. I live a life of Zen. But you come try to mess with this little R over here, and you come anywhere in this circle with some nonsense. And he knew what he was doing. He was trying to be funny.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he thought he was being cute. I'm like, yeah, when last time you seen your daughter? That's all I'm just wondering. You worried about me coming in this gym and you over here worried about pizza. You more worried about pizza than seeing your kid.
Nah,
And
I can't
he
imagine.
listens to the show. He listens to the show.
Oh,
He
yeesh. Ooh.
nah, he ain't soft.
Nah, I'm crying.
He ain't
Nah,
soft.
my mom be saying, don't
That
come in.
man tried. That man tried to call me low key chubby, and then you think that I'm gonna let that go? Nah,
Nope.
nah,
Hey,
son.
as my mom said, don't come for me unless I send for you. That's her quote. Like, don't.
She's right. My grandma
Yeah.
used to say that. Yeah,
I can't. That's why I was like, yeah, he started it. I can't really be like, oh no, why'd you do that? I'm like, I mean, I'd more so if I was there, I'd be like, don't say it. No, chill. Cause I was like, I know how this work, but I'm like, hey, he said it
but
first. He threw the first straight.
he do the first sheet. But see, but my thing is when it comes to comedy and jokes, a lot of this stuff is not any sort of any response. This is just somebody in their head, they're looking for something edgy to say that's gonna go viral. And that's all Schultz is about. And I get it, right? You try to have something that's gonna be, clever and thought-provoking and all this other stuff. And this is like, nah, it just misses its mark most of the time. Man, I'm not rocking with it. But such is the world that we're in today, DJ. I mean, look at this election, as I mentioned earlier, man. We've talked ad nauseum about the current state of affairs in this country. I mean, this country, man, is in such shambles. Like things are so divided. People are, falling out with family members over politics. And it's interesting, DJ, how things have just kind of just like gone to shit. Because prior to 2020, you didn't have this type of stuff. You were able to then truly have a conversation about politics because it was about politics. It was about the true direction of this country. Now, there's all this rhetoric. There's all this extra stuff. It's all the stuff that doesn't even really matter. It's stuff about abortion, trans. Oh, they're trying to program the kids. Black people are always complaining. They don't want this, they don't want that. The police can't do their job. It's turned into so much shit. And I'm like, all this is noise. What happened to us all working together and trying to be a strong country? We're too busy fighting each other. And guess what? The true threat, looking at us and laughing and like, oh, we got them. Why do you think China's over here buying up all of our debt? Coming over here buying up all the real estate. We too busy worried about the wrong shit, as DJ and I talk about all the time. And the true enemies over here just like, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're eating this up. I know they are. But yeah, it's just I honestly, I gotta get your thoughts first on all this before I go in, because I honestly could argue. I'm still collecting my thoughts on all what happened in the last month, because
Well,
oof.
I will say this. I have never discounted the fact that don't believe what people tell you that they're going to do. So there were white women, and I'm calling y'all out, and I know you listen to this show, so I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. When Kamala first came into this campaign and she had that Zoom call, and you all brought your asses on that Zoom call with all your white guilt and said, I'm with you. I'm donating. My husband's a Trump supporter. He doesn't know I'm on this call, but I'm with you. Well, where were you when the ballots needed to be placed? Where were you when the ballots needed to be counted? You didn't show up. The Latino community. What the absolute fuck?
No, literally.
You all know what it is. Stop sitting over here trying to act like you guys are something that you're not. They want to be accepted so bad that they want to sit here and act like, well, we're not a minority. We're different than them. We work harder than them. We want a piece of the American dream. Since when are you guys different from us? I thought we were all brown and people of color and this and that. So now you want to separate yourself from us? I noticed the energy. I be seeing it. So then they showed their asses at the ballot box. People were talking shit about black men. Calling black men out, saying black men didn't support Kamala. Well, when I looked at the results, it looked like black men went to that ballot box and did the right thing.
Well, most of us. I mean, there was a little chunk of us that I still have some beef with, but for the most part, most of us.
If you look at the numbers, and I agree with Sydney Colson. Some woman tried to call black man out, and she said no. She said they did their part. Black women, they stepped up to the plate. So when I look at this election that night, I honestly was it was just a surreal moment for me, DJ, because I'm sitting here thinking in my head, there's no way that America's gonna elect this man. Now, I knew that this country was fucked, but that night showed me just how fucked this country is. We got folks out here that's telling me, oh, she's not really black. She's an unlikable candidate. She don't have any policies. And I'm sitting up here like, what's Trump got? This man went to a McDonald's and served some fries. He drove around a garbage truck with his sign on, and he couldn't even get into the garbage truck. He's had fake assassination attempts against his life, 30 plus felony counts, and we're worried about a woman's true race. We're worried about a woman saying that she washed greens in the tub. See, DJ, I'm not even angry anymore because I look at this situation and I said, you know what? You guys broke it, you bought it. This is your problem now. Because all the stuff that's going to come after this, I don't want to hear a Latino person complain. I don't want to hear a white woman complain. I don't want to hear anything. I really have just kind of like got to the point where I'm like, that's your problem. We have sat up here as a people. We have tried to fight for other people's causes. We have tried to sit here and understand the plight of the Asian community, the Latino community. Understand the plight that there's women out here that are having rights taken away from them. But at a certain time, black people, we got to worry about our community. We got to worry about our homes. We got to do what we need to do for us because people are already showing us that they're not in it for us. They don't give a fuck about us. So why are we sitting here trying to be accepted? Why are we trying to sit up here and be at somebody else's table when we need to be continuing to focus on building our own tables? See, that's what this election showed me. This election was not about Kamala versus Trump. This is about what America is telling you. When they sit up here and they try to tell you that they want to take America back, just think about what that means. That is white fragility. That is white people that all these years, when they tried to act like they understood that we should be together, that we should be united, that this country should be diverse. That's not what they want. They want a country where they are the majority. And see, white people, they got afraid. They look at this country, they see that they were slowly becoming the minority. The shit all comes down to ego and people wanting to be superior. And when we talk about white supremacy, that shit runs deep. And that's what you saw on election night, that white supremacy reigns supreme.
It was actually wild because I remember sitting there right before I went to bed and looking at it, and it was one of those like they're really about to do this. And I say they on purpose because I was just like they. My real, I guess you say disappointment in a sense, if any, would really be the Latino community because I really was just like you said, what in the absolute hell? I'm just like, y'all can't be serious. Like all the things he said about y'all and you still that really baffled me. Like that was the one where I was like, what are we doing? But then also, as someone from Massachusetts, I'm really just looking at the rest of the states and being like, what were y'all doing? Because you can look at this. In not a single county did Trump win in Massachusetts. Not a single one. So I'm really once again just looking at all the rest of y'all like I thought y'all had one job. I don't see how I feel like y'all had one job and you really just messed it up. So like you said, that is y'all problem now. As my parents poetically put it, the next morning, we gonna do as black people what we've always done. Survive. Because I mean, goodness gracious. I really was just like, I can't believe this. Y'all had one job. I mean, the white people doing it, I was just like, all right, I thought y'all was with the memo. Like you kind of said, the ones in the Zooms and the I'ma donate, like my husband don't know. Y'all really played me. Y'all played me because y'all really had me believing that y'all was legit. I learned my lesson. I don't know why.
Well, but you know what? They also played themselves. Let's
But I'm just saying, like, we
watch.
know that's gonna happen. Let's be so real with ourselves. Let's just be real. Shit's about to go down. And it's just like, well, y'all signed up for this, so that's up to y'all. I'm go in the corner and mind my business. And stay out the way. And at this point, like I said to my professor when he asked how everybody feeling, I said, all you can really do is for all the stuff that would affect us, you just gotta pray that it just don't work. Some of that crazy stuff like giving police immunity, we just gotta pray that it don't work. And then the rest of y'all, the rest of them problems that they all create amongst themselves, that's y'all problem. Good luck. God bless. Cause y'all signed up for it. I didn't. So good luck with that, y'all. Like, that's really where I'm at. Cause I'm just like, what? Y'all, like I said, y'all had one job. You had one job. I don't know how. I feel like it was very simple. And for some reason, no matter how overqualified you could be, they was like, nah, we're good. So they're gonna do what they did. Because the craziest poll I saw had to be the one, Prez, that said, oh, for most people that didn't have a high school diploma or a college degree, like pretty much that's all of his voters. And I was like, okay, so all you stupidos is gonna do it. Good luck. I'm gonna let y'all do what you signed up for, because
Now, I
y'all
will
got
say
that.
this. The Trump campaign, the Republican campaign, what they did do a good job of is they convinced those uneducated people that other people were the problem and not the billionaires. Not all the people. If you look at Trump and you look at his cabinet and his administration, they're all big business people. But he tries to hide from that and he tries to act like we're going to take America back. We're going to tighten up our borders. We're going to decrease your bills. You guys can't even buy eggs. The price of this is this and that, blah, blah, blah. And it's their fault. They're trying to take stuff from you. But look at everybody that he's aligned with. There are the they. Those people are the they that he's referencing. And they're over here with him. But these people are too uneducated and too stupid to even realize that the one little bit of piece of things that they have, they're looking at all these other minority communities and saying, these minorities, they're trying to take what we have and they're trying to do this and they're trying to do that. They're not even thinking about you. But the people that really are trying to work against you, they're continuing to do these things, and you're allowing them because you have now voted this man back in for another 4 years. And we're already seeing the signs of it. We're seeing that these DEI programs and initiatives and all these things that over the last 10 to 15 to 20 years that have really shaped this country and have really turned the corner for this country. Now we see an administration that wants to strip all those things, that wants to remove any mention of slavery, any sort of mention of anything to do with struggle from the history books. That we don't even want kids to even understand what true history is about, that we want to continue to whitewash history. We're already seeing it. DJ touched on it a second ago with Trump campaigning on giving police full immunity. Well, you see what happened in Missouri with that poor woman and her child that were murdered by police. We want to give police immunity. People want to still sit up here and want to talk to me. Not all cops are bad. I don't want to hear that shit. You guys know, OG listeners to this show, you guys know Jules is a law enforcement officer, and I still held him accountable. I still held his profession to accountable. I don't hold smoke and I don't pull any punches. I don't care who you are. I feel in this country that we have a huge problem in our law enforcement. We have people in that profession that are bullies. They're paid bullies. And now we have a president that's going to allow them to do whatever they want, free reign, and nothing's going to happen to them. Well, guess what? That means it's going to be open season on fucking citizens and civilians.
Literally, literally. I mean, the thing to reference the song by the Alcoholics, "Run Wild" is what they're about to do. It's actually bananas to me that they're just gonna let them just cut them loose, do what you want. And it's the thing where they're doing stuff like this, and it's like, and y'all still on board with this idea? It baffles me.
And people will sit up here and say to you, well, prayers, well, DJ, the police can't do their jobs. What do you mean? They seem to be able to do their jobs. And I've said it on the show before, when you have a white serial killer, there's a kid, you guys remember this story, about a year and a half ago, this guy went into all these Asian massage parlors and shot up all these individuals. That he somehow was apprehended without being gunned up. He wasn't beat up. But a woman and her 2-month-old child are gunned down because of a domestic dispute call. No one died in their apartment. It was a domestic dispute call. We talked about what happened here in Illinois when the lady had a pot of water and the cop went fucking ape shit on her and shot her the fucking shit.
Wild.
And guess what? I know someone who's relative was a sheriff in the town where that cop used to work, and he had to take the fucking fall for what that cop did. And I was like, I don't feel bad for him. I'm sorry that I'm saying this to you, but if he had a guy like that that reported to him, then he's a part of the problem too. Because you turned a blind eye to this guy and the way that he did this, push him off somewhere else. That's like the Catholic Church. You know this priest is a fucking pedophile. You're not gonna do anything about it. You're just gonna send him over to another school in the west side of Chicago, and he's gonna do all that shit all over again to somebody else.
Right.
It's the same fucking mindset and the same behavior. And it goes unchecked. And it's a problem. And you guys have just brought somebody into this damn seat again that's gonna sit up here and try to tell us that he's gonna give these people full immunity. The same guy that sat over here and caught these five people in New York, Central Park Five, put a full newspaper ad in the paper, and basically lynched those fucking men, and they didn't even do the shit. And I'm glad they sued the fuck out of him. And you know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I even called them the Central Park Five. They're the Exonerated Five. I shouldn't even say that because that was a name that was given to them unfairly. This is that guy. Stop and frisk. This is that guy. Who the people don't get stopped and frisked? Who's got a greater chance to be a stopped and frisk? Oh, let me see. The guy that looks like me that has long hair and I have to drive to all these red states for my job? Yeah, it's gonna be me. But see, people that listen to this, they want to sit here and they want to say, oh, well, Prez, you sound like a victim. No, I'm just a realist. I'm just peeling back the layers into my reality. These are things that you don't have to deal with. See, you have privilege. You don't have to deal with these things. And see, this is my thing as well, DJ. And I say this all the time on the show. There's things that other people deal with that I don't have to deal with, but at least I have enough empathy in me that I can at least sit back and I say, well, damn, that's fucked up that they got to deal with that. My heart goes out to them. But see, people can't do that for us. They want to sit here and they want to say, you guys want to be victims. You guys got everything. Everything. That's interesting. I've heard it all. You see it all. You see the comments online. You see the people, they want to sit here and they want to paint all the bad things that happen in this country on us. We're the problem. We're race baiters. All the crime is because of us. We're on welfare. And anything and everything that's negative with the world is because of our community. But last time I checked, we weren't the ones to storm the Capitol.
Tell him.
You never heard anything in this election about any election fraud. What happened to all the election fraud that everybody was complaining about? That just go away?
You sure did.
Because we win, all of a sudden everything was fair. See, this is what I want people to realize. For whatever you guys feel about Kamala, she's more of a man than Trump will ever be. And I'm not calling her a man, but I want you guys to realize that the way that she handled losing, she did it with grace. And I'm not the best loser, but guess what? She conceded and she did what was best for this country. The man that you guys put back in office, what did he do? You guys are so worried about people standing for a flag and a national anthem. This man fucking shitted on your democracy. He doesn't give a fuck about this country. I don't even think he wants to be president. But what I will say is, you broke it, you bought it. The people that want to give police full immunity, right? And I'm not the guy that's going to just sit over here and just be like, oh my God, like, the police, they're the worst people ever. I don't think that. I just think that when you have a culture that exists within the police force, that exists on bullying people, that exists on putting down minorities, and people basically just abuse their power, I think that's where I have my issue when it comes to law enforcement. And I don't agree with anybody who wants to give them full immunity, because when I hear those type of words, and that just means that it's going to be open season on civilians. And then when you have this situation, DJ, that happened to this mom and her child, man, that to me is just the beginning, I think, of the things that I feared when I heard Trump say those words.
Yes, that literally I saw this, that was the first thing I thought and was like, and this is they're gonna give him immunity? Like, this is what they want to do. And this really. And I genuinely just I honestly was sick to my stomach reading this one, because like, look, none of them are good. None of the police shootings of people are good. Let's start there. But a baby, like, golly, like, we're That it just really just made me sick, because I was like, there's like, I'm in that moment. Part of me also was like, I wonder how they're gonna try to defend this one, because I was like, I don't understand in what world a child, like, what I'm like almost like speechless in a way. And like you said, like, the thing that gets me just as fired up when it comes to this whole, like, get Trump's in office now, is he's trying to make them basically, like you said, open season is the perfect way to put it, a reality. And like, it's just genuinely just actually just sickening. Like, these people that are supposed to be protecting us, and they're out here pretty much just running open season. Like, you know what it feels like they're gonna try to do? Make it like a game of Call of Duty, honestly. You know, you play Call of Duty, you just search and destroy. Like, that's how they really treat us. And I just it's baffling. And I almost like speechless in a way. And I'm trying to find the words, but I'm just, part of me is just angry, because this is like, this is what we're allowing.
Yeah, I mean, that is fair, man. And I think not only did the police department there in Missouri fail this family, but I also thought that social services failed this family as well. Because from what I understand, the mom was homeless. She didn't really have a stable living situation. And the grandmother, she called and was like, hey, like, she needs help. She needs resources. Like, there's something going on here. And they didn't do anything. And like I said, there's a lot of blame to go here, but I believe, in my opinion about this one is, what is the point of social services if they're not going to do things in the best interest of a child and a mother that's obviously clearly struggling?
In fact, yeah. What are we here for? I mean, it is, yeah, that's the other part of it. It makes it even worse too when you say that is you got to think like they were calling for help
Right.
and they lost their lives for it. And now it's always that question I always beg with the police anyway and social services and all those. If you're going to kill people when they ask for help, how are you supposed to expect us to actually call for help anymore?
I wouldn't. And I've always
I
said
sure as
that.
hell won't.
No, because this is the thing, man. When I see this situation, bro, where there's a mom with a baby laying on her chest and they shoot the mom in the head, I don't give a damn what type of domestic dispute is going on, because that's the way that they'll try to change this one up or position it. Oh, there was a domestic dispute thing going on in the house and blah, blah, blah. Was she armed? Okay. Because, like I said on the show earlier, we have seen situations where fucking serial killers and fucking people that go off on these crazy wild ass assaults, they can kill multiple people and somehow they're apprehended without a scratch on them. We have a mother that probably was mentally ill. I don't want to throw that on her if she wasn't, but from the things that I was reading, there might have been some challenges. But at the nevertheless, these are the people that are basically getting bullets in them and dying. And it's just not fair. This is not the way that this shit should go. When you have someone that's in need, we should be in a country, and this is the thing, DJ, people in this country, they want to yell out, "It's the greatest country in the world," and freedom, and all this other bullshit. But who are the people that are basically being protected? Who are the people that, when you look at that flag, that everybody sure fucking gets mad at you if you don't fucking cry in front of it? But who are the people that benefit from all the things that that this country supposedly values? Because it sure isn't us. It sure isn't people like this woman and her child that was murdered. Is that the America that you guys say is so great? Is that the America that you guys want to make great again? Is that the America that you want to take back?
Emphasis on this, the America you want to make great again. Yeah, like this is supposed to be great again. Even though that question I always want to ask, when was the last time it was supposed to be great? That always is like a tricky one to me, but I
Well,
don't
you know
know.
what they're referring to. They're
Well, I
referring
know.
to a
I want to
time.
hear them say it. You know, I'm a little
Well,
petty.
they're
I'll be
not, because
honest.
they're cowards.
Nope.
Just
Yeah.
like Nick Bosa is a coward because he wants to sit here
Oh, don't get
and
me started on him.
no,
Oh my
listen, let's talk
word.
about it now. Let's pull it back the curtain. We
Yo,
don't, hey.
look. I say this to my friends sometimes. My best friends, I tell them, the one thing I respect about you, the most thing I respect about my friends, I'm like, when you are yourself through and through, I have a friend who genuinely is loud as all get at all times, watch things with no headphones. Gets me annoyed, but at least he himself through and through. Nick Bosa genuinely pissed me off because I was like, look, if you're gonna be a person who stands on something, stand on business.
Stand
That
on it.
really threw me, like, that got me. I was more irritated about him in the press conference dodging the questions than him wearing the stupid hat on the running. Like, don't run in the interview. Put the hat on and then start running. Like, no. Don't be talking about I need to be America's Got Talent. Get on stage and then get stage fright. Nah, man. No. You want to
No,
get on
I
that
hear you.
stage? Speak your piece. Like that. Like, I don't agree with him. And I look, freedom of speech, I get it. But that really, like, that was the part that really had me so hot with that. Because I was like, what's the point of you doing all that if you're going to get scared now when they ask you questions?
But see, this is my thing. People want to sit here and they want to throw the freedom of speech thing out there. But where was that freedom of speech for Colin Kaepernick when he knelt at the national anthem, right? When he was told by a person in military that that is a respectful way to still pay homage to this country by still being able to demonstrate. And he was able to speak eloquently about why he did it and the conversations that he had with people in military. Nick Bosa, dodging questions like DJ said, ducking the smoke. You're not an honorable person. You're a coward. And for me, I'm not surprised. You went to Ohio State. You guess who else went to Ohio State? JD Vance. It must be something in that water in Columbus. Because y'all got a lot of proud alumni that are fucking out here disappointing folks right now. And y'all also had a KKK Nazi march through your damn city a couple weeks ago. I saw that shit on the news. Y'all embarrassing the fuck out of yourselves right now, Columbus. Freedom of speech, my ass. And guess what? You brought that freedom of speech shit up. DJ, they gonna sit up here and try to make sure that people can't protest and march anymore. Just watch. It's coming.
Oh, we know that's come. Hey, for the things he's gonna do, there's certain things that are like haven't been said but are kind of implied, and that's definitely one of them. Ah,
But
that
like I
like.
said, man, it's time out for these cowards. It's time out for people out here in the world that's being quiet. I got no room for people around me that's quiet. If you're quiet about things, then you complicit in those things. And you need to, like I said before, stay the fuck away from me because I am protecting my energy, DJ. That's
Amen.
the tenor of this conversation today. And I told you guys, audience, that I was going to try to be measured today about things, but then I got fired up because it's just true to my nature. Like DJ said about his buddy, even though I got triggered when he talked about his buddy playing music and sounds all out of his shit, because that shit pisses me off.
Oh,
Speaking of
yo.
protecting your energy, because I'll say something.
He's always done that. It's not like he just does it at times to be annoying. Like he's consistently like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the problem. Like, I can respect that it's like, all right, that's just who you are. But also in moments where I'm actually doing something and I'm like, hey, I need you to be, he's like, okay, bet. But like if he's just sitting there in his room by himself, he's just loud. I can hear him through the wall, which secretly,
Jeez.
like at times, like gets me a little hot, but like that's my brother. I love him dearly. And once again, I said, but he is him through and through. So I'm like, I can respect that and put up with things. Cause there's some things I do that I bet that get him mad. So I'm like, you know. I'll take that. I was like, as long as you're like, this is me all the time. I'm like, all right. I mean, because he's in a sense, he's protecting his energy. So I can't get mad at him, even though my brain's like, put some. We had an arm running joke in our friend group where I'd be like, yo, you know what the greatest invention is? He'd be like, what? I'm like, headphones, use them.
Oh, talk
Oh,
to
yeah.
him.
I used to do that all the time. Yo, it was an arm running joke in our friend group for a good like 2 years because I'd just be like, yo, please, I beg you.
What do we always say about jokes? There's a little bit of truth within those jokes,
Yep.
right?
Oh, at
So,
all times. At all times.
you know what I'm saying? And if he listens to this show, fam, invest in some headphones. Nobody wants to hear that shit. And I get so tired of that shit, bro. I be on it. I be traveling a lot, as you know, DJ and audience. Some idiot at the airport. You know how you're sitting there at the little table while you're waiting for your plane to board and all that bullshit. And I'm talking about this lady, full-blown conversation, speakerphone. I'm hearing her, hearing this person. And I finally was like, ma'am, can you do something about that? And she's like, oh, this is bothering you? I said, it sure is, because you came over here. I was like, I was here first. You know, that, of course, that never mattered to people here in this country, but yeah, I was here first. And she got up and moved.
Oh, that's a good one. Took a second to click. That was a good one.
You know, I'm petty, DJ.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. Took a second to
But
click there.
protect the energy, DJ. You talked about that with your situation with your friend, even though it's a minor one to you. But can you just like kind of talk about like right now, especially with the climate that's going on? There's a lot of people that are near and dear to you in your life that I'm sure you probably are thinking about right now. But like, what did you do after that election? Because you obviously mentioned earlier on the show that, you know, you took some time to kind of just reflect on things. So where are you at, I guess, mentally with the things that are going on now? How are you kind of dealing with everything?
Yeah, honestly, it's been a time. I mean, the first thing I immediately did, I tell you, I woke up and was like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. Which was A, it was like, then after about, a good 10 minutes of that, I pretty much was sitting there with my family because our class was remote all week. So I went home and I was like, I'm not, because honestly, my thing was if something does pop off, I ain't trying to be there. I was like, as much as I would love to be making history and be there when she was having her, little watch party and making her concession speech, I was like, something pop off. I'm like, I don't want to take that risk. But for me, I mean, I said to my family, I was like, look, I'm a firm believer in God, and that's just how I roll. So I was just like, I'm just gonna sit here and pray that some of this crazy stuff he's trying to put into work just doesn't happen. And that's kind of what's been keeping me sane. And then in a sense, it's like I don't even try to engage in political conversations with people I know are gonna get me mad. Like, I don't, like, it was like when I just can already have a feeling like this, if I do this, it's not gonna go well. I just don't do it. Like you said, protecting energy, at the end of the day, I'm like, if I get riled up talking to someone else, I'm the one who has to leave stress too. So it's like, what good does it do me? So, like, there are certain people I know them, like, they're probably like, oh, what do you think? And I'm just like, nah. Also, above all else, in my mind too, you gotta think, as I think I said it earlier, Massachusetts did its part. So I'm kind of just like, look. I'm just looking at the rest of y'all with confusion, and I'm really just like, I'm not engaging in much conversation with that because I know in classes some people are like, so how do you feel? And I'm like, look, my state did my part. I'm looking at the rest of y'all. I've said it. I was like, hey, like, but when it comes to all this, like I said, protecting energy, I'm just like, I just try not to engage in conversations I know are going to get me riled up and piss me off. Like, my dad went to a all white high school growing up, so I know some of his friends and people that I'm like, I'm not even going to ask, not even going to do it. I'm like, why even? Like, Like some of his friends, I'm just like, I'm not even like, like when they call, my dad don't answer the phone. He's like, I don't even feel like doing this right now. 'Cause I'm like, yeah, we all know how it's gonna go, and like, why stress yourself out? So that's what I've been doing. What about you though? Like, I'm curious, honestly.
Well, we didn't pod, obviously, because I thought that it wouldn't have been a productive discussion because
It
I
wouldn't have.
was, yeah, I think that I needed some time to really just kind of like, really like, kind of wrap my mind around the disappointment that I felt. But it also too, man, it really made some things crystal clear for me, DJ, in the sense that this show, when it was created, it evolved from a show that was just about three friends. You know, when we first started this, it was three friends that, you know, came up together, you know, on the south side of Chicago. We got jokes off and all that. And then in the midst of 2020 and George Floyd, we had to shift and we had to turn this show into more of a, we got to actually like stand on business and actually speak to the things that are happening in our communities, right? So the show shifted. But the show, I thought, really picked up steam when we really started to speak to the people, right, and not speak at them. And I still feel a tremendous responsibility for you and I to continue to use this platform for the right reasons. And because of that, that's why I wanted to take some time before we got back on this microphone that I wasn't ranting and raving, because people don't hear the message when you're in that type of state. And I hope that people, at least in this conversation, can hear the DJ and I, our words are measured, we're disappointed, but we haven't given up because we can't.
Amen.
There are people that came before us that afforded DJ the opportunities that we have in his life and the opportunities that we're going to continue to have in his life. And I can't let those people down.
Yes. To me, you said the thing about not giving up. I put it like, I used this quote the other day with my friends. I used Coach Boone from Remember the Titans, my favorite sports movie. And I used a quote from Denzel where I said, we did not
Shouts out.
come, but I said, we did not come this far to break down and lose. I'm a winner and I came to win. I was like, yeah, we've struggled. I talked about going to the African American Museum, looking at all that history. We as people have struggled for way too long to just give up now. We did not fight this long for it to not end in victory. And I firmly believe that. So, as disappointing as this is, it is just a setback, not a loss. Eventually, we gonna come back. There's no way to, you can't convince me that we did not get this far just to lose.
You gotta look at our history and the things that we've been through. And that was the point that I was gonna say is our forefathers and our ancestors, bro, they did the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm disappointed in is that the people that look like you and I, DJ, are some of the people that voted for this man. And I'm not gonna be as simplistic and say that these people voted for him because of the $1,200 check that he gave 4 years ago. I think what it is that there's a lot of self-hatred in this community. And because even when Obama was president, the biggest dissenters against him were people that look like him. And then now you have all these people, when you have Biden and now Trump again, they realized, damn, we did have it good. We did. That was the last time that we had somebody as president in this country that was respected. So when I look at this whole situation with Kamala, all it to me felt like was this was backlash against a woman of color, and not only just by white people, but people that look like her. You know that the biggest dissenters, the people that I knew, was talking to me about, oh, there was no way she was washing greens in no tub. She lying, she capping. And I'm like, y'all worried about the wrong shit. This man over here sending hush money to women that he raped. He's told you what he's about. He showed you what he's about. DJ, you did ask me a question. I just want to make sure I get back to it as far as what I'm doing to protect my energy. But I do want to just say something that there are people in this world right now that are louder about what the hell did he have going on than the man that's getting ready to take the oath to become the 47th president of the United States. Again, I always say we worried about the wrong things. I don't give a damn what Diddy did with baby oil. I don't give a damn about any of that shit because guess what? He's not going to be leading this country. He'll probably be in jail for the rest of his life. Why isn't Trump in jail? But see, This is setting a dangerous precedent in this country
Facts.
that somebody like this man can be our president and people will vote for him and not even give a shit about all the smut and all the dirt that's on his name. But we worried about a woman because she told a story about her cleaning greens in the tub. Even if she did cap, I don't give a fuck. So we over here, we going after people because they cap. Shit, LeBron lies all the time. What about it?
You sure
So
do.
DJ, I would say, man, I just got back really heavy into my journaling again. Getting back into my thoughts. This is probably something you don't know about me. Outside of the sports stuff, I'm a poet. I write a lot of poems, and I've just really gotten back into my bag again, man. And
That's what's
that's
up.
helped me. I think a lot of people right now, we got to be constructive. We have to channel our frustrations. We have to channel our anger because right now we got to be strategic. We also need to be paying attention to what people are saying, but what people aren't saying. And for me right now, it's what people aren't saying around me, them the motherfuckers that are speaking the loudest to me. DJ, gonna hit them with that curtain call, bruh.
All right, y'all. This current call goes out to Angela Thompson. Thompson is a devoted Chicago public school safety crossing guard stationed on the south side of the city. Not only does she impact the lives of children daily with her kindness and care on the job, but also through her annual holiday toy drive. Over the past 14 years, Angela has organized this toy drive, first by herself, but now with support of the local community. Since 2009, her efforts had reached over 3,000 families in the Chicagoland area. Man, I love a good toy drive. I can't lie. As a kid, of course, you love the toy drive because you was getting toys. And knowing I have someone I know in the city that does back in my home that does this toy drive thing, I always love giving toys back to the kids. And I think y'all know me. I work with kids, so gotta love when you're giving the kids a good Christmas. So shouts out to you, Miss Thompson.
Well said, DJ. I definitely wholeheartedly appreciate and love what she's doing. And honestly, I hope that other people, take heed of people like Miss Thompson are out here truly making a difference, right? So many times, DJ, people talk about what's wrong with the world, but they don't take the time to actually do something about the things that they feel that are wrong with the world. So salute to Miss Thompson. Audience, we appreciate your continued support and appreciate you rocking out with our show. As we always say, without you, we wouldn't be. We're the Pulling Back the Curtain podcast. Thanks for listening.